की जाए, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाए, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जाए। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जाए। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जाए। वृंदावन धाम की जाए, नवद्वीप धाम की जाए, भक्ति देवी की जाए, तुलसी महारानी की जाए, जमुना देवी की जाए, गंगा देवी की जाए, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाए। गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा। त्रिनादपि सुनिचेना तदोर इवा सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेना कीर्तनिया सदा हरि हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नामाय केवलम कलो नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। These two mantras I chant before every lecture or speaking engagement because it is my mission statement. What is it that I am intending to do? So my preaching philosophy is that the key to success in life is humility. Once one grasps fully the concept of humility, then there are no longer any impediments in life. Everything you have access to, as long as one has humility. And then, what is the religion? I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I am a chanter of the holy name of Krishna. That is my religion. My religion is that the holy name of God is the only way, the only way, the only way. Everything else is under the umbrella of this chanting of the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today's program, being hosted by the Kanpur family, they are giving thanks to Lord Krishna for the success of their two wonderful, most obedient and surrendered children. So they have finished their education. They are now successful in employment. So they want to give thanks. Is that correct, Ram Krishna Das? So I have two things I'd like to speak about. First is our Lord and Master, Sri Krishna. He is the ideal Acharya. When he appeared 5,000 years ago in performing all of his different worldly pastimes, sometimes he acted in such a way to show that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And some of those pastimes cannot be imitated by anyone, even Narayan. Krishna was showing in some of those pastimes that he is the Supreme, that he is the God of all other gods. Some other pastimes were meant to show examples of how we human beings should live. One such pastime occurred after the killing of Kamsa. So before I speak, let me invoke auspiciousness, because I'm reading from Prabhupada's Krishna book, the book that made me a devotee, a chanter. And that Krishna book is based on 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll invite you to repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we have just offered our obeisances to Krishna, one of his names, Vasudev. He is known as the son of Vasudev, and he is all-pervasive and is conscious of his all-pervasive nature. So you all know, when Krishna appeared to Devaki and Vasudev, immediately he was transferred to the lap of Yashoda, and the girl that had been born to Yashoda was taken by Vasudev and Devaki. And when Kamsa woke up that morning, instead of the eighth son of Devaki, he saw a girl. Still, he tried to kill the girl, but the girl slipped out of his hands and appeared as Durga Mata and chastised him, calling him a rascal, telling him that the child you're looking for was born elsewhere. So for the first 11 years, Vasudev and Devaki did not have the blessing of experiencing Krishna's childhood. That was enjoyed by Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. But at the age of 11, Akura was sent by Kamsa to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. And as a result, Kamsa had an elaborate plan how to kill Krishna. But all of his plans failed. And on that eventful night, or early morning, Kamsa had a very interesting dream. And in that dream, all the different aspects of the dream were informing him, today you are going to die. Just like yesterday, they were thinking it was the end of the world. But we're still here, Hari Bol. Somebody's calculation was incorrect. Again, yes. Very good. That is the difference between a mundane calculation and a calculation in Shastra. Calculations in Shastra, they are done by self-realized persons who are beyond the four inherent defects of a human being. A human being inherently has imperfect senses, inherently makes mistakes, tends to be illusion and tries to cheat. But a self-realized soul, a liberated soul, does not have these defects. So that dream of Kamsa indicated today he was going to die. And sure enough, Krishna and Balaram defeated the wrestlers, Chandora, Mushtika and others. Then Krishna jumped over, grabbed Kamsa and straddled his chest and killed him by punching him with his fists. Then Krishna, like a lion, dragged Kamsa's body around the arena to show everyone that your king is dead now. So after this, it was the reunion, finally, the reunion of Krishna and his parents, Vasudev and Devaki. And that's where I'd like to begin my reading, because we will see Krishna, the Acharya, teaches us how a child should view the parents. So this is very instructive. But somebody's missing. Where's my student? No, no, you stay. You stay. But then he'll miss. No, you stay. You stay. Where are you going? What's wrong? It's on. The lights are on. It's because we're outside. You don't. But I can see the lights are on. Hey, I checked, don't worry. So, currently we have 16 devotees from around the world viewing the program. So let's all say Hari Bol to the 16 devotees. We have Belgium, we have somebody in Australia, we have Detroit, Ecuador, Los Angeles, England, Memphis, Tennessee, San Francisco, and Vancouver. And I'm sure that we'll have more by the end of the day. Jai. Okay. So, I set the scene. Are you ready to proceed? Are you hearing? All right. Jai. Very good to see you. When Lord Krishna saw Vasudeva and Devaki standing in a reverential attitude, he immediately expanded his influence of Yogamaya so that they could treat him and Balaram as children. In other words, after Vasudeva and Devaki saw that Krishna had killed Kamsa, then they had a particular understanding of their child, that this was not some little child, that this was someone, and they actually said, oh, now we understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here you see Krishna doesn't want his parents to relate to him that way. So he expands Yogamaya. What is Yogamaya? Prabhupada nicely explains what is Yogamaya. First we have to understand that we are not in Yogamaya. We are in Mahamaya. We are under that energy by which God is not revealed. In order for God to be revealed to us, we have to do great penance and austerity to get out of Mahamaya. Then we can understand God. But Yogamaya is different. Yogamaya is that energy of Krishna which partially reveals who is Krishna. Partially. So that is Yogamaya. So Vasudeva and Devaki now are in this Yogamaya, and this Yogamaya is influencing them to see Krishna not as God, but as their child. Because that is what Krishna wants. He is coming to earth to experience different rasas. Krishna experiencing as God is all right, but he much rather prefer to be treated as someone's son or as someone's lover. This is only possible when someone is under the influence of Yogamaya. Prabhupada comments, and as you can see, Prabhupada is here, and we also have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have the person we're talking about, Krishna. As in the material world, the relationship existing between husband and wife and children can be established amongst different living entities by the influence of the illusory energy. So that's Mahamaya, the illusory energy. So by the influence of Yogamaya, the devotee can establish a relationship in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one's child. After creating this situation by his yoga maya, Krishna, appearing with his elder brother, what's his name? Balaram, as the most illustrious son in the dynasty of the Satvatas, very submissively and respectfully addressed Vasudeva and Devaki. So this is one reason why he changed their mood. As I said, in this pastime, Krishna wants to teach us a lesson. In order for that to happen, Vasudeva and Devaki have to see him as their son. Otherwise, the pastime will not be perfect. So now, Krishna is going to act as if he's just an ordinary child addressing his parents. In this way, teaching us children how we should view our parents, especially if you have devotee parents. As I've told these children numerous times, first of all, you should obey your parents, but you especially have to obey devotee parents. Otherwise, no blessings from Krishna. So, unfortunately, kids, you're double whammied. You got to obey your parents, and you have to obey them because they're devotees. Okay. My dear father and mother, although you have always been anxious for the protection of our lives, you could not enjoy the pleasure of having us as your babies, as your growing boys, and as your adolescent youths. So indirectly here, Krishna is praising Nanda and Yashoda because they did get that. Vasudev and Devaki didn't get that. They're coming into the scene afterwards. Let's see what Krishna says. Unfortunately, being ordered by our fate, we could not be raised by our own parents to enjoy childhood pleasures at home. Again, Krishna here is speaking from the platform of an ordinary human being, not as God. Because there's no fate for God. He is the origin of fate. He is fate personified. So when Krishna says, being ordered by our fate, he's speaking from the position of us. We are under our fate, providence. All of us, our karma. You all know it's written in your hands, right? You go to an expert astrology to, okay, you're going to live this long, you're going to have this much wealth, this, right? You've all had that. So we have a fate, we have a karma. Krishna does not. There's no karma for Krishna. There's no fate. He's completely independent. But because of the pastime, he's playing. That's the key word. Playing. It's a drama. All this Krishna Leela is a dramatic performance. That's why I've said 100 times, they should give Krishna the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Oscars for the best performance in the role of a human being, Sri Krishna. Unfortunately, being ordered by our fate, we could not be raised by our own parents to enjoy childhood pleasures at home. Now here comes the kicker, kids. Please pay attention. This is the main thing. All right, this is Krishna speaking. My dear father and mother, a man cannot repay his debt to his parents from whom he gets this body, which can bestow upon him all the benefits of material existence. Did you all hear that, children? Right? You cannot repay the debt. Dr. Garmakar is thinking, yes, thank you, Narottar Prabhu. Thank you. She had to get her 2 cents in. According to the Vedic injunctions, this human form of life enables one the following things: to perform all kinds of religious activities. That's the first purpose of human life. Fulfill all kinds of desires, acquire all kinds of wealth, and only in this human form is there every possibility that one can get liberation from material existence. So this is called Dharma Artha Kam Moksha. This is the basic Hindu religion. Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. But you have to have all four. Not one or two, you have to have all four. So, this concept of liberation, some people in human form of life are not concerned with liberation. Therefore, they are going to take birth after birth after birth. But though those human beings who are intelligent, they understand that fourth thing, after being religious, getting some wealth, enjoying nicely, still my business is not finished. I have to achieve liberation, not take birth again. Otherwise, I gotta come back and do it again and again. Last night we were talking about Prahlad, and he had this phrase, Punak Punas Charavita Charvananam, chewing the chewed. You chew that gum, and sometimes you chew the gum for 1 hour, but the taste of the gum went out after 1 minute. But still you're chewing, chewing, chewing. The sugar was gone after the first 5 chews. But you're still chewing. So, and if I don't get liberation, then I'm going to have to come back and do the same things over and over again. Again, go to school. Again, have to work hard. Again, have to do all the things that we are going through, right? Just like when you went to school, as you're going through school, you don't want to have to repeat a grade. You don't want to have to come back again and take the same. No, you want to pass and then move on. But that's what's happening for anyone who's not achieving liberation. They're going to have to come back and do it again. Krishna continues. This body is produced by the combined efforts of the father and mother. Every human being should be obliged to one's parents and understand that one cannot repay the debt to them. Are you listening, Govind? What did Krishna just say? Very good. Excellent. Thank you, Govind. If after growing up, a son does not try to satisfy his parents by his actions or by an endowment of riches, he is surely punished after death by the superintendent of death and is made to eat his own flesh. I don't think that tastes very good. So just see how strict this is. Krishna, this is Krishna speaking. Okay? So what did it say? By actions or by endowment of actions means that the son always acts piously. And the topmost piety is to become a devotee. That's the topmost piety, to become a devotee. So I see it for myself that in order for me to repay the debt to my parents, even though they're not devotee parents, still, I have to deliver them, so I must become a pure devotee. Then I will have repaid my debt. I must become in this lifetime a pure devotee. If a person is able to care for or give protection to old parents, a chaste wife, children, spiritual master, brahmanas, and other dependents, but does not do so, one is considered already dead, although supposedly breathing. So you know, in Indian culture, you know this very well, that you have to give protection to old parents, a chaste wife, to your children, spiritual master, brahmana, and other dependents. It's ingrained in Indian culture. Because Indian culture is originally coming from Krishna culture. Krishna continues, my dear father and mother, you have always been anxious for our protection, but unfortunately we could not render any service to you. Until now, we have simply wasted our time. We could not serve you for reasons beyond our control. dear father and mother, please excuse us for our sinfulness. So what is Krishna here showing us? Again, he is acting in the position of an ordinary human being. So he's teaching us humility. That before a superior, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a line. Krishna says, one of the austerities is to show respect and worship to superiors. And Prabhupada's translation, he says, like the father and mother. You're familiar with that. Chapter 17, I think it is. Prabhupada puts that in there, like the father and mother. Krishna just refers to superiors. But the purport, Prabhupada's emphasizing the purport, like the father and mother. So Krishna here is showing what is the proper mood of a child towards the parents. Very meek and humble. Prabhupada finishes, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead was speaking as an innocent boy in very sweet words, Vasudeva and Devaki became captivated by parental affection and embraced him with great pleasure. So this was another reason why Krishna put his influence of yoga maya. Because if they are thinking that Krishna is God, they're not going to embrace him. They're going to, like they were standing like this. If Lord Narayan was to personally come here, we would all stand or bow down. And the feeling would be one of great awe and respect. Because that's the form of Narayan evokes that. The gopis proved that. When the gopis were searching for Krishna, Krishna made himself look like Narayan. Immediately the gopis changed their mood. Immediately they paid their obeisances when they saw Narayan, because the form of Narayan invokes that kind of mood. Just like you're driving in your car. If a cop pulls you over, your mood changes. Yes, officer. Was I speeding? Really, officer? Right? You don't say to the officer, what are you talking about, man? What, you want to have a drink? No, your mood, or let's say you have to go to court and you're in front of the judge. You don't say, hey, yo, judge, what's happening, man? No, you behave in a certain mood because of the situation. So, Vasudeva and Devaki, after seeing Krishna kill Kamsa, their mood was one of reverence, awe. But then Krishna expanded yoga maya, that went away, so that they would feel like parents, and now what has happened? They have embraced. That's how Krishna always acts in order to give the devotees happiness. Paricharanaya sadunam vinashaya chadushkritam. So Krishna always acts in various ways just to benedict the devotees. And this reminds me, children. Pay attention, children. Children means you're not married. That you've heard me say many, many times that sometimes your parents will tell you something or ask you to do something and you're thinking, why are my parents being so mean? But what you should remember at that time is that your parents are instructing you to do something for your benefit, not for theirs. When they are supposedly not letting you have your ultimate sense gratification, when they tell you that now you have to do this and you have to do this and you have to do this, it is because it is for your own best interest. Just like when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kamlesh, what's the verse? Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masucha. It's not that Krishna is some megalomaniac and he wants everyone to bow down and worship him. No. Krishna is ordering surrender because it is for our benefit. Because Krishna knows if you don't surrender, you're going to surrender to Maya and she's going to kick you. That's the only two options. I'm sorry, that's the options. There's only darkness and light. Krishna is light. Maya is darkness. So those are the only two options. So Krishna, when he says surrender, Krishna knows that if you don't surrender, you're going to suffer. And Krishna doesn't want us to suffer because he loves. It's like the parent doesn't want to see their child suffer. That's why you made sure that they went to school. That's why you were insistent they had to go to temple. That is why even now you still are, you were mentioning how you still give instruction. Why? Not because you want to be mean, right? But because you actually care. Just like my wife. My wife will tell me sometimes, you know something? Whatever you said, that was wrong. Or you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do that. It's not because she wants to be mean to me, but she knows that it is for my own well-being. Yes? Yes. So, Krishna acts that way. The parents act that way. So that's how we should see that these things are for our benefit. Especially when Krishna says surrender. It is for our benefit, not Krishna. Whether we surrender or not, Krishna is completely happy. So it's not that Krishna is thinking, oh, I don't have 8 trillion people worshiping me. No, it's because we need to surrender. Vasudev and Devaki were amazed and could not speak or answer the words of Krishna, but simply embraced him and Balaram in great affection and remained silent, shedding incessant tears. Now there are two kinds of tears, cold tears and hot tears. Hot tears are cried when you're in material anxiety. For instance, my wife and I tomorrow are going to go to a funeral. So there'll be lots of crying, but that crying will be hot tears because it is based on material existence. But there's another kind of crying which are cool tears. Those tears come about from spiritual ecstasy. And those tears extinguish the blazing fire of material existence in the heart. May you all experience the cooling tears that extinguish the blazing fire of material. That's my first blessing for today. I'm going to give lots of blessings today. Thank you for your blessing. So that's my first blessing. May you all experience the cool tears that extinguish the blazing fire of material existence. If you would like that benediction, then you have to repeat, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.